Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories.
Louise the Librarian. There once was a very loving and kind young woman named Louise, who loved reading more than anything in the world. Louise was always walking around with a book or magazine in her hand. Louise helped her mother look after her family. She was very lucky. She had a wonderful family and a great job. Louise worked at a family restaurant in the center of their small town. Every day she would read while she walked to work, and whenever she had a break, she would grab her book and become quickly lost in the world of her characters. When Louise would finish a book, she would quickly go back to the library to look for another book to read, but she soon ran out of new books to read. The town library was very small, and Louise had read all the books they had to lend. She would ask people traveling to the city to look for books for her, and once a month she would get one new book. Louise worked very hard and gave most of her money to her mother to help with looking after the family. She could only save a little bit each month. She knew she would need more if she wanted to go to the city with her boss and look at the big library there for new books to read. Louise worked very hard for about 4 months, and finally said she had enough money saved to go to the city with her boss the next time he was going for supplies. She was so excited to be going to the city. She asked if they would have time to stop at the library, and her boss said he had heard about a better place that she might like to go. Louise had only been to the city one other time when she was a child. It had been such a long time ago. They arrived in town after about 1 hour driving, and Louise just stared and stared. She had forgotten how big everything was. Everywhere she looked, there were buildings and people. So many people. Her boss told her that someone had told him about this great place she would love called a used bookstore. He said he would drop her off there and then come back for her when he was all finished. He said this would give her about 1 hour to look for books. Louise could not believe how lucky she was. 1 hour in a bookstore to search for books she wanted to read. When they arrived at the store, it looked small and dark, but Louise opened the door with a jingle from the bell. The smell of books was very strong. Louise let her eyes adjust to the light, and she could not believe what she could see. There were books everywhere, from the floor all the way to the ceiling. Piles and piles of books. Louise started wandering around. She had no idea where to start. An older lady came over and asked Louise what she was looking for. Louise didn't know what to say, so she asked the lady, whose name was Paige, to recommend some books for her to read. Paige chatted with Louise for a while to get an idea of what kind of books she liked to read and things that interested her. Louise and Paige talked about books for the entire time that Louise's boss was gone. Paige helped Louise find so many books that she was interested in. They came up with a deal that Louise could pay only $10 and borrow as many books as she'd like. Louise thought this was too good to be true and chose 10 books from the piles they had taken from the shelves. Paige told Louise that if her boss would return the books for her, she would send another 10 books with him each time he came to the city. Louise could not believe her good luck, and when her boss came back, she was so happy she felt like she was floating on air. Every month when Louise's boss went to the city, Louise would send her 10 books with him, and Paige would send him back with 10 new ones. This book borrowing deal went on for a long time. And during the years Louise borrowed books from Paige at the bookstore, she wished that there was some way she could share her love of reading with the other people in the town. Louise started volunteering to read stories at the local school to help the teachers. The students loved it when Louise came into the class to share a new adventure. The local librarian said that more and more children were coming in to borrow books than ever before. Louise could see that her love of reading was wearing off on the children. Louise was very happy, but she still wanted to do more. She remembered how sometimes some of her classmates had to take a bus to school as their homes were quite far away. She wondered, how do those children borrow books? She started putting boxes of books in her car and driving around to churches and small stores, leaving signs saying that she would come back on what day and at what time, and if the children wanted to come and borrow books, they could. She became known as Louise the Moving Librarian. Louise loved seeing the looks on the kids' faces when she drove up to the churches and stores and opened the boxes for them to borrow books. Soon there were so many children that wanted to borrow books, she didn't have enough room in her car anymore. She talked to the townsfolk to see if anyone had a larger car or a trailer that she could borrow or buy. One of the school workers said that they had a small old bus that was just parked in the bus lot, and if she wanted to have it, she could have it for free, but she'd need to make some small repairs to get it ready to drive. Louise couldn't believe her ears. She went over right away and looked at the bus. It was perfect. When she looked inside, she could imagine a library on wheels. She could move those seats and put in shelves and cover that other seat so that the kids could sit and read. It would be perfect. Louise worked on the bus for 2 months until she finally felt it was ready. She had a friend paint the inside and out with great pictures of characters and scenes from some of her favorite books. The bus looked fabulous. The next week, she was ready for her first trip in the book bus. When she pulled up to the churches and stores in the bus, the kids went crazy. They couldn't believe they had a library on wheels that came to their village every week and that they could have books to read whenever they wanted now. Louise and her bookmobile became famous all over the province, and soon Louise had a group of bookmobiles and was looking for book lovers to drive them for her. It was a dream come true for Louise. She was so happy that she had found the perfect way to share her love of reading with everyone else around. Louise continued to take her bookmobile to the children and share her books until she could no longer climb the stairs into the bus. When the time came, her granddaughter, Paige, took over for her, and the bookmobile continued to visit the children for many, many years.